Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Bo Jones, President and CEO of the Water Institute. Bo, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Noel.
So, Bo, your organization was kind of an outgrowth or in the aftermath of Katrina, right? And if you would, for the benefit of listening audience, talk about the mission and vision of the Water Institute.
Yeah, absolutely, Noel. You know, I think the easiest way to connect this is to connect the dots to what you were saying yesterday, where you were with Ms. Barnes talking about how, look, you're kind of tired of talking about resilience, as it always seems, you know, that it's a struggle to survive rather than how are we pushing forward. So after Hurricane Katrina and Rita, many in Louisiana, New Orleans, and elsewhere, Baton Rouge, had that same idea, is that rather than just bouncing back, which people are amazing at bouncing back, and you've had some great stories on this week and July round about people bouncing back. The idea was, how do we take these incredibly tough living experiences and this existence on a dynamic delta and use it as an opportunity to create excellence in how we plan, how we build, how we connect? So the Institute is a research organization that spun out of that idea in 2005. Been around for about 15 years, and our mission is the vulnerability of people, communities, ecosystems, and communities. And so that's what we've been trying to do for the last 15 years. Kind of get started after Katrina.
So if you would, I know you guys have involved yourself in a number of different projects and things of that nature. Tell us about some that you see as emblematic of this forward movement.
Yeah, I think there's the work that we're doing, which I'm super proud of and happy to talk about, but I think things that's important to note is that the Water Institute is one of many organizations, both in the academic research community, the private sector, architecture community, and the nonprofit sector, that since Katrina has not only been pushing back against the problem, but they're trying to figure out how we can help help communities around the Gulf Coast and around the country get to that point a little quicker. So a couple examples, you know, we have had the privilege since 2012 of working on the state's comprehensive coastal master plan, hand in glove with three state administrations now working to help have these comprehensive flood protection, ecosystem restoration services. Today, I'm proud to be a part of the state's hurricane flood forecasting and decision-making system. So with your background, Newell, as a sheriff, you know, one of the things we're doing is working with the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and the local officials to try and not just predict when storms are coming, but then make decisions based upon that. What roads are going to flood? Where do we have search and rescue needs? Where are critical facilities going to be impacted? So we're working with the state there. But then also expanding out from Louisiana and the Gulf Coast, you know, we have been pulled in with partners to communities of Houston, Mobile, Jacksonville, St. Pete, all trying to learn at a faster clip the lessons that have been learned here in Louisiana. But then in so doing, we go to those communities and we learn wonderful things about what they're doing and what they're focusing on, and we bring those back home.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously every time we hit a hurricane season, it's kind of a live science project, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that even in our lifetime, Newell, right, you know, we all in this region, the white knuckles come out in June, and we start in the tropics. And one of the things, you know, regardless of how you shape it and how you shape it, one of the things that we've learned, Katrina wasn't the first example, it would be the last, of our limited ability to look backwards and say, this is what's going to happen in the future. We try. You know, there's wonderful models, wonderful scientists, and wonderful teams looking at the historic data to try and predict what's going to happen in the future. But there are so many factors, so much uncertainty, right? We don't know where there's going to be power to the pump. We don't know what human challenges are going to happen. And so we have to be prepared for things that we didn't expect.
Give me a call back.
Bo, I think what we're going to do is we're going to go to a break. We've got a connection problem here because we keep losing you. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Bo Jones, President and CEO of the Water Institute. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Bo Jones, President and CEO of the Water Institute. Bo, I wanted to cover one thing. You guys have launched a community resilience center, and you address many different issues. But most importantly, I think the top of mind issue right now, and you know this better than most, is that it's all about insurance, right? Flood insurance, homeowners insurance. And I think you guys have kicked off some pilot projects to kind of test innovative insurance solutions here in Louisiana. Tell us about them.
Absolutely, Newell, and great to be back on a good line. Sorry for the breaking up before. Exactly right. You know, we got our start working on a lot of those coastal and coastal restoration issues, right? But one of the things that we saw, and many people in the region saw, is that, you know, it may be the storm that runs somebody away. It may be a storm that pushes you from your home. But oftentimes it's the financials. Oftentimes it's not being able to get a job. It's your market crashing. It's, you know, not being able to insure your home, having to raise your home 25 feet. So some of these more economic considerations are there. So with the support of the federal government and local community foundations and a series of partners, we launched the Community Resilience Center. And the idea is to go directly into communities, whether it's the United Home of Nation down the bayou, whether it is communities on the Gulf Coast, to try and meet them where they are to say, what is the next step? And one of the things that they have almost resoundingly said is insurance, insurance, insurance. So we are working on several pilot projects that both look at the existing system of risk rating 2.0 of how can you live within the system that exists? How can you make it better? How can you use the incredible data? And Newell, it's important to point out that there is no state in the country that has a better understanding and data set of its risk and its activities to combat that risk in Louisiana. And so how can we use that data to improve people's abilities to live here economically? And then the second piece is, in the situations where the standard insurance doesn't work, can we explore new ideas like parametric insurance or catastrophe-based insurance? And we're working actually in Franklin, Louisiana, along the Bayou Teche with the communities there to see if we can have the insurance companies and the partners, the community partners, pilot some new ideas around how to make sure that people can feel safe and economically comfortable living where we do, but also recognizing the risk. And so there's some really exciting studies that are happening, and there's just an incredible resounding concern and interest from at the community scale, right, from the block by block, to figure out how they can remain in this place that you know, many of us call home and intend to do so for many generations to come.
Well, we hear a lot of conversations about, you know, the 100-year storm protection. And you talk about this data that y'all have collected, and I know that you know a lot about this. What does that actually mean? And can we take that information and kind of transpose that to the protection that we might have from what category type of storm?
Yeah.
Is that out there?
Point. Yeah, it is, absolutely. But, this, I think, is one of the most critical advancements for our community since Hurricane Katrina, which is that the 100-year storm, or translated, is a 1% chance of a storm happening any given year, right? So in the last 20 years, there's a 20% chance that we would have had a 100-year storm, right? So it's an odd number and an odd way to classify things, but previously, the hurricane protection in the New Orleans region was based upon these model storms. We're going to protect from a 100-year storm, et cetera, et cetera. What you have seen, and it's a big acronym, the HISDRS, the Hurricane Storm Surge, the Damage Risk Reduction System, the HISDRS system, which is the system all around Orleans, St. Bernard, and Jefferson. And that system now says, look, we're not going to tell you a Cat 1, a Cat 2, a Cat 3, a 100-year, a 500-year storm. It's not going to be based on that. What we're going to do is we're going to try and reduce risk under all those storms. And that's important to communicate and understand, because when you, if you plan for a Cat 3 storm, you get a Cat 4 storm, and you didn't make plans for a Cat 4 storm, well, then planning's out the window. But if you plan for failure, and if you plan for overtopping, if you plan for what you did not expect, then you build systems like the system we are building here, the $14 billion system in and around New Orleans, that at times is allowed to be overtopped, and there's armoring on the backside. We understand that we can't use these hypothetical predictions of a 100-year storm or 500-year storm only to predict what's going to happen in the future. So Colonel Otan, the new commander of the Mississippi of the New Orleans District of the Army Corps, gave a beautiful rendition of this at the recent coastal meeting of the advancement that's been made. Now, it's not perfect, right? There's still risk, and that is important to communicate. But if we know that risk is there and plan for it, we're safer, and we're more honest about you know, what we can protect and what we cannot.
I think it's safe to say that Mother Nature is predictably unpredictable, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, because when you think about path of storm and 1 degree left, 1 degree right, and how much of a huge differential that may be, it almost gets to the point of being a little bit silly how all of, you know, the confluence of all those factors could be a differential of 20 to 30% in intensity of the storm or impact of the storm, which those things are not necessarily synonymous, right?
Exactly. I mean, what you're hitting at, right, is that, you know, in science and in policy, right, we like certainty. We like to be able to tell people things with a certain level of conviction. But as you get into this situation with Mother Nature and with storms, we have to be very honest with the uncertainty that exists. And when you take, as you pointed out, the dynamism of a hurricane, then overlay that with our system, right? Our roads, how many Mardi Gras beads are in a storm drain? Is this pump operating? Is this flood wall closed? All of those uncertainties. Well, you know, what I often say is, you know, kind of the fish swallows the whale, right? The uncertainty swallows the certainty. So when we accept that, we have to plan differently. We have to plan not with this idea that we are all knowing and can show exactly what's going to happen. We have to tell the public, we have to tell ourselves, we don't know exactly what's going to happen, but here are the probabilistic scenarios. Here's what we think may happen. And if we do, this is what, if that happens, this is what we plan to do. And so there's actually been some wonderful advancements, not just with our organization, by any shadow of doubt, by the local governments, the state governments, to rethinking the way, if we can't change the certainty, if we don't know what Mother Nature is going to do, if we don't know all of the factors, well, let's change the way we plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Bo Jones, as always, truly appreciate the conversation. We'll get you back on soon because there's a lot more that I'd like to talk to. Talk with you about Bo Jones, president and CEO of the Water Institute. Thank you so much for joining us today. And
anytime.
Have a
Thank
great
you.
Labor Day.
Yeah, you
Thank
as well.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.